Generally, during these... is this on? Hello? No? Okay. Generally, during these slots, we try to say Nyanei Machshava about the fast and what it means to fast, but I'm going to deviate from my usual pattern. No, I don't want it to be on. It's fine. No, I don't want it to be on. I was just wondering what it was. I'm going to deviate from my usual pattern. I'm going to say halacha. Halacha relates to 3 weeks, but within the halacha related to 3 weeks, I think we have a profound lesson about how we conduct ourselves and we approach philosophically and spiritually the days ahead. Just a bit of background. Just so we're on the same, we're all in the same place and we're starting from the same location. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis in Parakei and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Samach, which is the siman at the end of the laws of the 3 weeks, dealing with how we observe the Korban, you know, outside of this time period, are clear unequivocally that it is usher to listen to music all the time. Whether it's June or it's December or February. I don't care when it is. According to the din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it is usher to listen to music all the time. Except in one place, and that is by Simchas Chasen Vekala. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sota and in other places that after the Chorban, part of our mourning of the destruction is we don't listen to music. Ah, the minig is not like this. You're right, the minig is not like this. But nevertheless, that's the base. Because if you don't understand that's the baseline, then it's hard to understand exactly where everything is coming from. So the baseline is that it's also to listen to music all the time, not just from today going forward for the next 3 weeks through Tisha B'Av, but music is usher all the time. Okay, so the Shevet HaLevi, you know, the poskim say that the minhag is not like that, so let's continue. It writes the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that it is usher to make Sudas Eirusin and Sudas Nesuin, is usher to make a party, to get married, to engage during the 3 weeks, and the Ramah says, during the 9 days, and the Ramah says, not just from Rosh Chodesh Adar, but also starting from today, Shavuot Shavuot Tammuz, it's usher to make such a Suda gathering to celebrate the marriage, the engagement of a couple. So the Magen Avraham there in Sif Katan Yud has a Chiddush. And he says, not only that is it usher to have to get married, but also it's usher to have Rikudin Umecholos. Those are the two most important words for this entire Sugya. It's usher to have Rikudin or Mecholos. What are Rikudin? Rikudin is dancing. What are Mecholos? So that's more of a discussion. But Mecholos essentially means like dancing in a circle. Like Hoda dancing, something like that. Some sort of dancing. That's what's usher, says the Magen Avraham. Starting from when? Starting from today. It's usher to have dancing starting from today. And this is cited by the Eliyahu Rabba and the Brehet of the Mishabur al-Halacha. No dancing going forward. That's the halacha in the Magen Avraham. So we're only in the 1600s at this point, and all we know is that it's usher to dance. Comes the Prima Gadim, and comes the Ben Ish Chai and the Ber Halacha, and they explain that this means that you can't play instrumental music during this time as well. Why? Because instrumental music will lead and inevitably cause the dancing of Rikudin Mamacholos, and that's the extension from the Magen Avraham. Even if a person makes a living by playing instruments, it's mutter to play. A person who makes a living is mutter to play during 3 weeks, they say, just not on Shavuot or Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Says the Sher Knesset HaGadol, Reb Chaim Ben Avista, and the Eliyahu Rabba and the Kaf HaChaim, that it's usher to hire musicians for the Suda the night before the Bris Milah. Apparently, their Vachnachs were much more exciting than ours. Ours have candy and wafers, I guess, and theirs had a lot more. They had instruments and a lot of partying going on. That's usher. And it's also usher, says the Eliyahu Rabba, to have instruments and music during the bris. Their bris meals were much more exciting than ours. Ours are chick-chock. Theirs were a whole instrumental affairs. But all of that is usher during this time period. So what do we know so far? All we know is that no instrumental music during the 3 weeks. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, and he writes in two tshuvas, and he says that the Magen Avraham only mentions Rekudim Amacholos, right? Music that will lead to fast dancing. The type of dancing that you think of Simcha dancing. But says the Minchas Yitzchak, it is the consensus of all of the Gedolei Achronim that all instrumental music is a problem. Even if it's slow, even if it's classical, all instrumental music is a problem, according to the Poskim. And the halacha is cited in the Igros Moshen, or Chaim Chelik Dalid, who says that all instrumental music is a problem during Beit HaMetzarim, and it's even usher for children who are higia l'chinach. Even if they're not bar bat mitzvah, it's usher for them as well, as once they reach the age of chinach, what is the age of chinach for the Beit HaMetzarim? So that is also not so clear. It probably means a child who's able to understand that there was a korban, and relate to the fact, not adults can't do that, but we're asking a child to do it, relate to the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So once you have a child of such an age, so that they would be responsible in this. So you're asking a question. We don't have chinuch for avelus by a child. The Rachman al-Assad, a parent passes away, a sibling passes away, we don't make some of the age of bar bat mitzvah observe the laws of avelus. No chinuch for avelus. We only make them tear kriya. But the tearing of kriya is not for avelus, the tearing of kriya is that other people will be sad. So says Rav Moshe, that's by the avelus of a yachid. But there is chinuch for the avelus of the rabbim, of the tzibur. When all of Klal Yisrael are engaged in avelus, then yes, even young children who are able to understand need to engage in that avelus as well. So during the 9 days, there's an added stringency, because the Mishnah in Taina says, Mishnah nechnas adar marim mesimcha, and also Mishnah nechnas av, mematzim besimcha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that that is done by lessening the simcha, even through music. So even if we're going to be makel in some areas during the 2 weeks, we're going to be more machma during the 9 days, because of Mishnah nechnas av, mematzim, we lessen the simcha. So that is the sugya of music during the 3 weeks. Now, that on its own is dayenu, that could be enough, but we could stop here. But what I want to talk about is a cappella music. I don't want to talk about what if you're working out and what if you want to go swimming and you all these other things you want to listen to music. Let's talk now for the next 17, 16 minutes about a cappella music and how that plays into the discussion. Let's first talk about why the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring this discussion at all. That really should be your question. Why are we handling Magen Avraham's when the most famous halach of the 3 weeks, not listening to music, does not appear in Shulchan Aruch? So why not? Why not? How come it's not in Shulchan Aruch? What?
It wasn't common.
What? Music wasn't common? What? It's always usher, says the Kapay Aaron, says Aaron Epstein, it's always usher. Music is always usher according to the Shulchan Aruch. They're not very impressed if you're only handling music during the 3 weeks. The Shulchan Aruch says it's always a problem. So that's why it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's talk now about a cappella music. We have two shitas in the poskim regarding simply singing, stam singing. We know instruments are certainly a problem. But what about just sitting around? We want to have a kumzitz tonight. During the week, we'll talk about Shabbos another time. Maybe we'll sit around and sing. Is there a problem with that? So the Stei Chemed writes in the Pri HaSadah, the Mareches Bein HaMetzarim, that it would seem to be, for the Magen Avraham, that singing b'peh, only sing without instruments, is fine. And that's not going to be an issue of leading to dancing. I think that they never would have imagined that there would have been, you know, Lahavda, like the Maccabees, or some sort of group that you could dance to their music. I don't know if it's still popular, but it used to be that you would like hire like a choir for your Shabbos bar mitzvah, and they would come and like, you know, sing all your like simcha music so you could like dance on the Shabbos to the simcha music of the choir. So I don't know if that's done anymore, but I don't think they imagined such a thing. Nobody's going to get up and dance just for the stam somebody singing. And this is Rav Moshe writes in Orgar Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Samech Vav, and again in Chelik Dalid, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul Or Letzion says this, and Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and Chelik Beis of the Rivos Ephraim say that singing b'peh during the Beit HaMetzarim is fine, no issues at all, sing to your heart's content. However, that same piece in the Stei Chemed, he quotes from the Masa Chaim, who says that even simply singing is usher during the 3 weeks. And Rav Chaim Pelagi is quoted in the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph that you can learn a new song for Simchas Chasan V'Kala as long as it's essentially like a poem, like a spoken poem. But if it's going to be anything that's going to be a lot of singing, he says, 100% a problem. You can't do that. Pasha, no instruments, but no singing for Chasan and Kala to learn a song for them. You can maybe learn Shiros V'Tishbachos, says the Kaf HaChaim, that are Shovrim Halev, that break the heart. I guess that sounds like a fun wedding. So those things are allowed, but anything more than that, stam regular singing, he says, is going to be a problem. Then, he says, And the Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in the Chutshani that it's usher to sing happy songs during Bein Metzarim, even for children in camp or school, to sing happy songs for them. That's going to be a problem as well. Regular songs are allowed. I don't know what the difference is between regular songs for children and happy songs. I'm not sure what that difference is. Maybe in Bnei Brak there's such a chiluk. But apparently there's a difference between happy songs and regular songs. So happy songs are a problem. And the Yosef Omid says that during Bein Metzarim, you should sing lower, at a lower volume. But again, there should be a change, not regular singing. So we have here a machlokes haposkim. Can you sing bepeh? Can you not sing bepeh during the Bein Metzarim? Let's qualify, even for the osrim. Those who are machlo, let's qualify that. What about Shabbos? Do you have to be machlo on Shabbos? So the Leket Yosher, he quotes his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, who wouldn't sing Zmiros on Shabbos, or even sing the Zemir of Elio and Navi on Mose Shabbos during Bein Metzarim. The Chavos Yair writes in the Makor Chaim that it's usher to sing during the 9 days if it's not for a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Modim Uzmanim says that we don't have such public forms of mourning on Shabbos, and the Minhag is to sing on Shabbos, not like the Trumas Hadeshin. But in the Karalai Moed, it says the stipler would only sing on Shabbos during Bein Masarim, not the rest. So we have a Hetzer to sing on Shabbos. That's qualification number one. What about the tempo? And this is probably the most important part of the discussion. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch has a piece on Licha Shlomo on this time period of the year. And he says that the Iker Isser is to sing songs that lead to Rikudim Umecholos. He says, look at the Magen Avram. The issue is not music. The issue is music that leads to Rikudim Umecholos. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it may depend on what the singing is. If it's fast, upbeat singing that leads to people dancing, that could be a problem. But if it's slow singing that is more emotional, more inspirational, so says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there's more reason there to be matter. And he says, Kedaihu beis Elokeinu lisabel alav gam b'kagonda. He says, I think the Beis HaMikdash is worth it that we can have a little bit of avelis during the Bein HaMetzarim. He says, I think it's proper to be machmer. He says, if one needs to be makel, still be makel by slow songs to sing. But he says, we do so little for the Beis HaMikdash. We can muster the strength for 3 weeks to avoid music. We can do that. Kedaihu the Beis Elokeinu. The Beis HaMikdash is worth it that we can have a little bit of avelus and refrain from singing if not necessary. This is the Shita of Nevensal in Yerushalayim b'Mohadeha. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in the Yechav Adas in the Chazon Avadya, V'shira b'peh k'shehi derech hodol Hashem Yisparach, singing songs, that it's a way of thanking Hashem, b'li kli negina, certainly without instruments, muteres af b'yam eila, mikol shekin shemutu lashmiya ni'ima b'tfila, you can sing during davening, o b'shasha o sipka Torah, when you're learning, b'kol shekin b'shabasos, even certainly on Shabbos, shebesoch me asfira, o yimei bein ha-metzarim, v'ein lahachmer b'chozah. But says Rav Avadya, outside of a singing that is supposed to move a person, in avodas Hashem, that is supposed to be spiritual, supposed to be miragesh, singing b'peh is usher in those outside of that framework. Rav Yashiv was even machmer for inspirational songs, but the minhag is not like that. So again, we have here two chilukim already, Shabbos versus the rest of the week, and inspirational slow tempo songs versus fast tempo songs. This chaps a nafkamina for Kiddush Levana. As we have pointed out here, and as I like to make a point when we say Kiddush Levana in Shul, it is a mitzvah and a din in Shulchan Aruch. It is the only time in Shulchan Aruch where there is a mitzvah to dance, and that is by Kiddush Levana. To the extent that one of the reasons, not Alpinister, Alpinigla, one of the revealed reasons why we don't say Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos, Friday night, is because you have to dance by Kiddush Levana. And on Shabbos, it's usher to dance. So the Ramah says we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos Friday night because you must dance and you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. And therefore, that's why we push it off to Motzei Shabbos. It's the only time where one must dance. And where do we dance by Kiddush Levana? When we sing Tov Moros. It's a mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch to dance and sing by Tov Moros. So we know that the minhag is that we say Kiddush Levana after Tisha B'Av. But let's say for whatever reason, you live in Seattle or somewhere where you're not going to get a lot of clear days, and you need to say it during the 9 days. So do you dance when you dance and sing, bepeh, without instruments, when you say Tov Moros by Kiddush Levana? What would we say?
Yes.
Should we dance or not?
Dance.
Always dance, Eitan says. Always dance. Suffolk dancing l'chumra, right? You're not sure to dance. So the Yaskil Avdi Ravadja Hadaya writes in Cheleches that one should not be machmer to not sing Tovim Ma'oros. Certainly you should sing it. Make the bracha besimcha, and even though we're in time in Avelos, we are being mekabel pnei shchina. We're coming close to Hashem, and one must sing and dance when saying Tovim Ma'oros to be mekabel the shchina by Kiddush Levana. Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher says the same thing, and the Minhag of Rav El Yashiv by Kiddush Levana, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and Rabbi Greenblatt. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmer. The meaning is to not say Tovim Ma'oros during the 9 days. Maybe he said you could say it afterwards. I guess you could do Kiddush Levana during the 9 days and save Tovim Ma'oros just for Motzei Tisha B'Av. I'm not sure. But he was machmer not to do it. But again, this is in the same, this is nachmin in this discussion. Are we machmer to not even sing Bepeh, even just to vocally sing during the 9 days as well? So now let's come to our discussion, and that is a cappella. So it is the consensus of the poskim that recorded instrumental music is pashut aser. That is without question. Your Miami Boys Choir tape or your Shweki album, whatever it is, if there's music in it, it's aser to play a recording, whether it's MP3, tape, CD, Blu-ray, I don't care what you have, it's all going to be aser at the end of the day if there's any instruments. The question here is going to be purely a cappella that's going to be recorded. What's the question? Because if it's a recording, does that now make it a kli shir? That's the question, right? Yes, at one point they were just singing without any instruments. But now that I've recorded into a file or onto a CD, so now what I have is essentially my car has become a giant kli shir. Is that not what it is? It's a kli shir. I'm playing music through my car without, which essentially becomes an instrument. That's the discussion over here. So during the Beina Matzarim, there's even more reason to be machmer, more than Sfira, and more than even a person who's in Avelis. Because those who hold that any vocal singing is a problem, which we don't find by Sfira, that's number one. And then number two, even if you're going to say that vocal singing is mutter, we have this din of the Simcha of Beina Matzarim, of the 9 days and 3 weeks, that we have to avoid it. And maybe that should be part of the Cheshbon. So who allows recorded a cappella music? Two poskim, who are certainly stand on their own. One is Rav Moshe Sternbach, and the other is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Kus Samech Vav, you're allowed to listen to recorded vocal music. It's not an instrument, but recorded instrumental music is the same as regular instrumental music. So Rav Moshe is Mako. However, on the other end, there are many, many machmirim for different reasons. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shalmei Moed has a suffek, but he's nota, he leans to be machmir, as is the Divrei Yatziv, as is Rav Asher Weiss, they lean to feel that recorded a cappella music is probably an issue. In addition, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vazner writes in Cheleches, that recorded vocal music is aser, because it's essentially an instrument, it is a kli shir. And he notes that if you look in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, look in the Shulchan Aruch, where he says that it's aser to listen to music all the time. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'chein gazu shelo negain l'nagein b'kli shir." It's usher to play instruments. V'kol minei zemer, v'kol mashmi'ei kol shel shir l'sameach b'hem. What's the difference between kli shir and mashmi'ei zemer? It's the same. What he means is anything that plays music, pots and pans, a guitar, a piano, a recording. Says Rav Asner, is going to be something that plays music, is going to be a problem. So if it's recording somebody who's saying, that's going to be an issue, halacha l'maisa during Sfira. Rav El Yashiv says the same thing, Rav Binyamin Zilber in the Oz Nidbaru, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Rav Nissen Karelitz, all say that a recording is essentially clay shear. It's an instrument. Other reasons, says Rav Binyamin Zilber, that it's also because of the special Isra of Simcha Yisera during the 9 days and the 3 weeks. So says the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tesvav, and he says the issue of Beinam Etzarim has nothing to do with Kli Shir. It's an issue of extra simcha to play a cappella music. The Rav Avram Yitzchak Ullman writes in the Mikra Kodesh that a cappella music is part of the Isser of Rikudim and Macholos because it causes a Hesach Hadas. It causes you to forget for a moment the Avelis, to take your mind off of what we should be focusing on during this time period. Most people would understand that on Tisha B'Av, such music will be a problem, right? If somebody walked into shul and put on a cappella recording music on Tisha B'Av, you would think that would be odd, that would be a strange thing to do. So he says, this goes against the spirit of the Beit HaMatzarim to have a recorded a cappella music. Rav Nissen Karel, it says, the Mikra Adin, we shouldn't be listening to music at all during the year. We shouldn't be listening at all. So if we're going to be machmer here, we should follow it all the way through and not listen to recorded a cappella music. We only have a minute or two left, but there's an article that was put out by Rabbi Belsky and Shlomo Miller about a couple of years ago dealing with this discussion as well. And they all raised the same points. They also added the important aspect that in any recording studio nowadays, nothing is purely just vocals. Because in any recording studio, they're digitalizing and they're taking the voice from over here and they're moving it over here. And the person is not necessarily holding a beat for 5 minutes straight, but they're putting the beat on a loop that's being recorded and it's being digitalized and it's playing over and over again. So that's certainly not the same as just a recording of a person singing. And Roy Belsky writes, he says, lately it has become a trend to take every possible pleasure that one can think of and figure out ways to make them permissible at all times. Whether it is the imitation of non-kosher foods, making chametz stick delicacies kosher to Pesach, or other similar things. We find this attitude now more than ever. People cannot live for 1 minute without compromising on pleasures that they are used to or wish to experience. Often the heterim to permit such activities are at best based on very weak reasoning. One such example is to listen to music during Sfira, and he says that unfortunately, because music albums are being sold in the stores, people think that they must be glatt kosher. If they aren't acceptable, people say, why would a Jewish store sell them? And he goes on to explain many of the points that we've discussed here as well. And he says that it should be a problem. So what would we say here, halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa would seem that one should ideally avoid even a cappella recorded music during the 3 weeks. As Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, kedaihu. The Beis HaMikdash is significant enough that we have the displeasure of not listening to music during this time period. If a person must listen to music, working out, whatever it is, so then a cappella is certainly better than instrumental, 100%. For kids, things like that, they need to have music in the car, whatever it may be, so then a cappella is certainly better. But for us, as we begin these next 3 weeks, kedaihu, the Beis HaMikdash is worth it, that we can have that inconvenience to put on a shir in the car, something else to take away and not have music, to experience a little bit of whatever we can that avail us over the Chorban. Okay, Marv.